is this the march? Happy Sabbath, everyone. Good afternoon. Quantity or quality? What do some of us look at? Most of us, all of us. Quantity? Quality? Okay. We're balanced. We're balanced. You know, there's also the saying, you get what you pay for. But in truth, sometimes when you go a little cheap, it turns out to be really good. But sometimes when you go expensive, yeah, sometimes it doesn't work out, you know? And today's message, excuse me, I'll be sharing something of what the quarterly has been putting out this quarter. And this I had in mind of setting and sharing with everyone. And when the quarterly came out, it's like, yeah, I beat you to it. I have something set up already. But again, the title is Sharing Jesus, How Do You? Matthew 28, 19 to 20. And forgive me for my voice. Anyway, bear with me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And Isaiah 6:8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. What does it mean to share Jesus? An insightful definition of evangelism, i.e. sharing Jesus, is the compassionate sharing of the good news of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit to lost people with the intent of winning them to Christ as Lord and Savior, that they in turn might share him with others. And what does the Bible mean by the good news? The good news is the announcement of the kingdom of God. The good news means hope for those who have all but lost hope. The good news is a message about Jesus Christ. The good news is a message that can be passed on. Sharing Jesus is the gospel. And what is the gospel? Here's what the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines as the gospel. The first definition, as a noun, the message concerning Christ, kingdom of God, and salvation, one of the first four New Testament books telling of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the second, as an adjective, having a basis in or being in accordance with the gospel, evangelical. As we talk about today's message, pray and ask God for insight, how each and every one of us can go out and about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. If you would, please pray with me. Gracious and merciful Father, Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving for this blessed opportunity to have gathered here and via Zoom, Lord, to receive a message from you and only you, that I am but a vessel filled with your spirit, that nothing of me should be seen or shown, but all of you to be seen and heard, Lord. Anoint my lips as I share this message, that the words that come out will impact our hearts. This I thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Question, how would you share Jesus to others? We all have our ways, we all have our methods. But take notice that sometimes when you share what you so love dear, sometimes it can be harsh, especially nowadays. First, tell them what God has done for you. Use your personal story of God's goodness in your own life to show them how Jesus can make a difference in theirs. Let them know that God has a wonderful plan for their lives. Don't be afraid of what you are to say. Ask God for guidance. Him and only him through the filling of the Holy Spirit can give you the necessary words, tools. And sometimes, well, there are times that it's not just words, but actions, actions. Why is sharing Jesus important? It is very important that we share Jesus with other people. He is the way to eternal life in heaven with our Heavenly Father. But God does not call us to be obnoxious or rude in the way that we have, that we share his eternal blessing. We are invited to come and help others to share Jesus, the reason for the hope that we all have. Again, some of us do tend to be rude and obnoxious, selfish, but there is a change, and that is only through Jesus Christ. The gospel requires a response of faith in Christ. John 1, verses 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God. All who welcome Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives are reborn spiritually, receiving new life from God. Through faith in Christ, this new birth changes us from the inside out, rearranging our attitudes, desires, and motives. Being born makes you physically alive and places you in your parents' family. But being born of God makes you spiritually alive and puts you in God's family. This fresh start in life is available to all who believe in Christ. I remember my first time receiving the good news. It was through an evangelistic series here at Brooklawn. It was something I look forward to because a family member invited us. And after hearing the first message, I sat down next to my wife and I said, if they offer baptism, I want to get baptized. And I tell you, I was a very committed person to Sundays. Very committed. So much that my wife and I, when we first started dating, we went to her parents' house on a Friday Sabbath. I asked her, hey, can I turn on the TV? And she said, no, they don't do that here. And she explained as simply as possible about the Sabbath day. Again, you know, through our relationship, through our growing up, there were things that I got used to doing on Friday nights and Saturdays. There was a time I wanted to move on a Saturday. I asked for a family member for help. And that person said, no, it's the Sabbath day. I was frustrated. I was angry. I didn't understand. But now I clearly understand. Jesus is amazing. The gospel requires a response of acceptance. John 4, 13 to 15. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. The woman mistakenly believed that if she received the water that Jesus offered, she would not have to return to the well each day. She was interested in Jesus's message because she thought it could make her life easier. But if that were always the case, people would accept Jesus's message for the wrong reasons. Jesus did not come to take away life's circumstances and challenges, but to change us on the inside and to empower us to deal with problems from God's perspective. Again, he came not to take away life's circumstances, and we face circumstances every day. But again, trust Jesus. It takes time to accept something that changes the very foundation of our life. Jesus allowed the woman time to ask questions and put pieces together for herself. Sharing the gospel will not always have immediate results. When you ask people to let Jesus change their lives, give them time to weigh the matter. remember, like myself, a committed Sunday person, it took me some time. But again, I know that my wife's family were, you know, members were praying for me. And lo and behold, you know, again, Jesus is amazing. And since I've accepted him, I've had my struggles. I've been up and down, but I'm not going to turn away from him. I don't care what you do, what you say. I will walk away, pray, and ask God to help me and to help you as well. The gospel requires a life-changing response. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 3 to 5. Remember, without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among for your sake. The gospel came with power. It had a powerful effect on the Thessalonians. Whenever the Bible is heard, for the most part, lives are changed. Christianity is more than a collection of interesting facts. It is the power of God to everyone who believes. How many recognize what God's power has done in your life since you first began to believe? I know we've all noticed the change. And sometimes when we come into this faith, we're a bit hesitant because we're selfish. We're still relying on what I can do for myself. But again, it's all about the power of the Holy Spirit granted us by Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit changes people when they believe the gospel. When we tell others about Christ, we must depend on the Holy Spirit to open their eyes and convince them that they need salvation. God's power, not our cleverness or persuasion, changes people. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, our words are meaningless. The Holy Spirit not only convicts people of sin, but also assures them of the truth of the gospel. This we know for a fact. For most of us who have given, shared a Bible study with someone, they come into the study unassured. But every time you pray before studying, you ask for the Holy Spirit to bless them, to bless you as well. And I've always mentioned when studying, if during the study time, you feel convicted to get baptized before finishing the study, please do so. And it has happened. Again, it is the Spirit that moves us to come to Christ at all times. To whom is the gospel addressed? The gospel is for all people. Luke 24, 46 and 47. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Luke wrote to the Greek-speaking world. He wanted them to know that Christ's message of God's love and forgiveness should go to all the world. We must never ignore the worldwide scope of God, of Christ's gospel. God wants all the world to hear the good news of salvation. There are many testimonies of many missions going to many places that I know that if I was to ask to go to these strange places, I would be afraid. I would hesitate because, you know, you're going to places that you have no understanding of, no grasping of, and you're afraid. But in this area here, not only here, but in your work environment, share Jesus. Again, it doesn't have to be with words, but with your actions. You know, the gospel is for everyone. God said he wants no one to perish, but he wants all of us to have eternal life. Again, it's for all people. Don't be shy. Ask God to give you what's necessary to share the good news. Jesus commanded us to take the gospel around the world, the Great Commission. Part of today's scripture reading is again in Matthew 28, 18 and 19. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God gave Jesus authority over heaven and earth. On the basis of that authority, Jesus told his disciples to make more disciples as they preached, baptized, and taught. With the same authority, Jesus still commands us to tell others the good news and make them disciples for the kingdom. Again, once you become baptized, once you become grounded, you are disciples. You may not be as effective as disciples of what we read, but you are disciples. You are children of God. Have faith to trust God to give you, again, the necessary words, the tools, the resources to share the good news of Jesus Christ. With this same authority, Jesus still commands us again to tell others the good news and make them disciples for the kingdom. Jesus left the disciples with these words of instruction, that they were under his authority. They were to make more disciples. They were to baptize and teach these new disciples to obey Christ, and that Christ would be with them always. Whereas in previous missions, Jesus had sent the disciples only to the Jews, their mission from now on would be worldwide. Jesus is Lord of the earth and died for the sins of all people from all nations. That's what he did. All of us, regardless of what nation, creed, or whatever, it's just for all of us. The gospel speaks to the needs of all people, Philippians 4, 21, 22. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me, send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. There were many Christians in Rome. Some were even in Caesar's household. Paul sent greetings from these Roman Christians to the believers at Philippi. The gospel had spread to all strata of society, linking other people who had no other bond but Christ. The Roman Christians and the Philippian Christians were brothers and sisters in Christ because of their unity in Christ. Believers today are also linked to others across cultural, economic, and social barriers. Because all believers are brothers and sisters in Christ, let us live like God's true family. Again, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Nowadays, there are many, many denominations. And some of those denominations, not some of the denominations, but the people that represent the denominations feel that they are the greater denomination. But there is no greater denomination than the one person or persons who follow this gospel according to Jesus Christ. If you have questions, if you have doubts, pray, read the Bible and study. Learn what the scriptures have to teach you. It can teach you a whole lot. For whatever problem, whatever issue you think you have, or you have that you think is unsolvable, this Bible has it. Many stories. I want to read some Ellen G. White notes. Let us beware that we do not refuse the light God sends, because it does not come in a way to please us. Let not God's blessing be turned away from us because we know not the time of our visitation. If there are any who do not see and accept the light themselves, let them not stand in the way of others. Let it not be said of this highly favored people, as of the Jews when the good news of the kingdom was preached to them. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. We are taught in God's word that this is the time above all others, that when we may look for light from heaven, It is now that we are to expect a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. We should watch for the movings of God's providence as the army of Israel watched for the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, the appointed signal that heaven would work for them, for us as well. I have another one. Christian service. Through men, his blessings are to be conveyed to the world. Through them, his glory is to shine forth into the darkness of sin. In loving ministry, they are to meet the sinful and the needy and lead them to the cross. In all their work, they are to ascribe glory, honor, and praise to him who is above all and over all. This is from the Acts of Apostles, number 330. Last but not least, we are once again to go, whether it is next door or to another country, and make disciples. It is not an option, but a command to all who call Jesus Lord. Again, once you become a born-again Christian, you are a disciple. It is your place to share the good news with Jesus Christ. Again, you need not words, but let your actions speak loudly. We are not evangelists in the formal sense, but we have all received gifts that we can use to help fulfill the Great Commission. As we obey, we have comfort in the knowledge that Jesus is always with us. And again, I want to read Isaiah 6:8 once again. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." The more clearly Isaiah saw God, the more aware Isaiah became of his own powerlessness and inadequacy to do anything of lasting value without God. And brothers and sisters, I tell you now, you can do it. You can share the good news about Jesus Christ. Pray. You're going to doubt yourself. Pray. Ask God for the resources. Study the scriptures. Study the scriptures. But he was willing to be God's spokesman. You also be willing to be God's spokespersons. When God calls, will you also say, "Here I am, send me"? Thank you.
Closing him is number 311. Closing him is number 311. Please stand.
I would be like Jesus. Nothing worldly shall enthrall me. I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus is my song. In the humble and in the strong. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Be like be like Jesus. That in heaven he might meet me, I would be like Jesus. That in heaven he might meet me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, bless my soul. In the world and in the world, be like Jesus all the more. I would be like Jesus.
May we bow.